Well, you know, Ben, when you think about those days going back there almost 45 years, there was so much going on then that kids would talk about. There was Vietnam, the civil rights movement, free speech, the hippies, and Summer of Love, and, of course, the San Francisco music scene. So I have good memories of the Action Line, but not very many memories at this point. It's been so long. But as far as the Action Line program itself was concerned, I think the station just wrote it off as public affairs programming. I don't think they thought much about it. But the Action Line was a real break for me. I know the lovable Howard Kester was the manager of KY at the time. I think I pitched the idea to him. I think it was my idea. I was no expert, of course, as a talk show host. I didn't know what the hell I was talking about half the time. Some of the kids were sharper than I was. Some of the kids were okay. You know, they knew what the score was. For example, with Vietnam, we had a draft back then, you know, and everybody was involved with that. They knew they might get drafted or their older relatives might get killed or screwed up over there for nothing. And they knew it was a waste of time and lives and money, even as kids. So, you know, they would call in and say, what are we doing in the middle of a jungle fighting? They would ask questions like that. And how come we're not winning? We have the bombers and the ships and the big guns and all those troops, and we're losing. Why? Well, what are you going to say about something like that? I tried not to take sides. They would call up sometimes on some weighty issues like capital punishment, and they'd ask me what I think, and I would, you know, I tried not to take a stand on something like that. I'd say, well, that's a very complex issue, and there are two sides, and blah, blah, blah. What do you think about it? But most of the calls weren't like that. I mean, others were, like kids everywhere, out-and-out liars and, you know, pulling pranks on the air and hanging up. And I didn't mind it too much. We had some regulars, like any call-in show. I remember there was one kid who called himself the Mad Bomber. And he never gave his real name, but he claimed to have thrown stink bombs into the lobby of KFRC when they were down there on Bush Street because he liked KYA so much, I guess, and then he'd run away. By the way, you know, some of those kids would call me up years later as adults, maybe 20 years later, and say, I'm still out here, I'm still listening to you. For example, the Mad Bomber kid was like that. He called me at KOIT one day out of the blue. I was on the air, I picked up the studio phone, he said, this is the Mad Bomber. And he must have been, he must have been in his late 30s or early 40s by that time. And he said he was still in trouble. Yeah, that was the way it was. I always seemed to be in a certain amount of trouble with Howard Kester, the manager, and some of that involved the Action Line. Also, you know, there was a strict rule about not letting kids into the station late at night to see the studio. I did it anyway. What the hell? Because I used to do it when I was a kid. I'd press my nose up against a window at stations in Buffalo, and some of the guys would let me in, and I'd watch them do their shows and all that stuff. And Kester came by one night and saw these kids in there and was really pissed. Little things like that would really bother him. He said, you better have a good book next time, Saunders. Ain't show business great?